This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A Queens County artist is in Tanzania for the next 2 weeks, helping artisans there develop ways to get their products to more people. Scott Slesser is a retired Canadian diplomat who lives in Somerville. He's also the owner of Sass Glass, a stained glass studio in Liverpool. As a Canadian Foreign Affairs Officer and Consul General, he led strategic planning and training in places like India, Afghanistan, and Thailand. Since he retired, he's done a couple of stints in places like Mongolia and Cambodia with Catalyst Plus, a Canadian NGO focused on economic development in Indigenous communities and emerging economies. This will be his first trip with Catalyst Plus working with artists in another country, as part of a project to improve economic and social well-being for women and girls.
This one is very unlike the other stuff I've done. This is about arts and crafts, so this tacks onto a whole other part of my life. I've never been to Tanzania. I've never been to East Africa. This is all new, which is going to be really cool. But this is the jumping off spot for people going to the Serengeti, to Kilimanjaro, to the crater. And so they wanted to, in this institute, look into, as part of their tourism program, working with craftspeople, with artisans, and sort of up their game a bit.
He'll be working with artists in Arusha, a city of more than 600,000, near Mount Kilimanjaro and the Serengeti. In an interview before he left for Tanzania, Slesser said he'll be helping local artists develop ways to get their goods into the hands of tourists and hikers.
But we'll be talking about the market there. Who are they actually trying to sell to? Because I don't think they've necessarily done a full assessment, you know. So, and I have. The government of Tanzania has done some. So we have some starting points of the ages of people coming there, where they're coming from, a lot from the U.S., Canada, Europe. You got to understand some of these folks. And these are people who are going to climb Kilimanjaro. These are guys who are getting a carry-on, you know, and with their hiking boots on. So how do you put something in their pocket? So we're going to generate a whole whack of ideas. That's part of what we'll do. And then they'll have to decide how they're going to implement that.
Slesser has been doing glass art for more than 25 years. And he has lived in Queens County with his wife, also a retired diplomat, since 2022. He's one of the organizers of the Queens Coast Art Tour Studio Rally. He says he hopes to be able to connect some artists from his trip in Tanzania with Queens County artisans who have offered to be occasional mentors.
You know, it'd be fun if the folks, a couple folks from here, even just an hour a month for 3 or 4 months, hook up with somebody in Tanzania just to talk about, what are you making today? You know, that looks terrible, you know, or that's so beautiful, or, you know, have you thought of, you know, changing that line that way, whatever. So that's my hope, that there'll be a little bit of that. We'll see how it plays out.
Slesser says he hopes his 2 weeks with the artisans in Arusha can help set them up for success.
If a couple of these people develop habits that help them, you know, design more appropriate stuff for the folks that are coming in, then I think that's a real win too. So I'm going to spend a bit of time with them on, you know, who are these Westerners that are coming here with their money? And then how do you sort of represent your culture, your the local techniques and all of that in a way that, you know, satisfies you as an artisan, but also allows you to make a few bucks.
Slesser says meeting new people and experiencing different cultures are part of why he enjoys taking on these projects.
So for me, it's it's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm going to get to meet 20 people, but then I get to see a new part of the world, which is really fun. You know, I think that's a fair amount of win for me.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.